Alright, I got a couple things to say to you guys. First of all, inside every student is a graduate. For some it's easy to find, but not for all. For many high school students, sometimes the difference between dropping out and graduating can be a boost. A boost from someone in their life. A friend, a parent, a teacher, a coach. Who can help these kids see just what they have? Who can help these kids see just what they have the potential to become? Visit boostup.org to find out how you can help someone who may be struggling to finish high school. Boostup.org. Because high school is hard, but graduating is harder. Brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council. This is 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Hope that you're enjoying the tune so far. That last one was Blue Curacao by Masayoshi Takanaka. And the one before that was Forget-Me-Nots by Patrice Rushen. That was a bit of a shout out to my mom right there. She loves that song. Over the summer, one day, my mom and I went to Savers to thrift for a little bit because she's cool and she's hip. So we went over there to thrift, and on the way back, she played Forget-Me-Nots. And I'd heard the song like a couple of times, but seeing her really get excited over that was really nice. So shout out, Mom. Shout out, Mama Bailey, because That right there is a slap. The one before that was a slap too, Blue Curacao. Another great guitar showing from Masayoshi Takanaka. Two more things, and I'll get back to the tunes, because I know that's what you came here to see, not hear me blabber. But, big shout out to Foodie's Kitchen in Teal Square. I've been trying to do that every single show as of late, because I went in there a couple of weeks ago over spring break, and I was talking to the gentleman who owns it. By the way, really cool environment in there. Super small hole in the wall, with lots of vinyls on the wall, which is really cool. But anyways, went in there, started talking to him about music, started talking about life, talking to him about his business, how long it's been open, all that kind of jazz. And it was a really nice conversation just to, you know, have with a stranger, now companion, I'd say. And on top of that, he was nice enough to give me my sandwich, my wonderful hot chicken sandwich for free, just because you sat down and had good conversation with him. I'm not going to promise that's what's going to happen to you, but for me, he gave me that sandwich for free. So, shout out to Foodie's Kitchen in Teal Square. That's a bit of a highlight, but not everything in life can be as sweet and blissful as that, because, ladies and gentlemen, Hobo Johnson is touring. This is detrimental to not only the U.S. economy, not to the global economy, but the world itself, really, because he's not just going to the East Coast of the United States. He's not just going to the West Coast. He's going global, baby. And I am scared. I listened to him in high school for a little while. A couple of his songs, such as Peach Scone, which is arguably his most famous, but listen to that, and looking back on it, I'm like, was that my pipeline to become an English major, listening to slam poetry on top of a terrible beat by Mr. Hobo Johnson? So, and the effect that he's had on the music scene has been catastrophic, to say the least. All these new artists coming out playing two notes on a guitar and dealing some rambling slam poetry over the top, much like I'm doing right now. I'm really rambling. Anyways, the next song goes out to my dad. I think that he saw this band in person, if I'm not wrong, but regardless, I think that you're going to enjoy it. Sometimes you just need a little bit of a ska on a hot day like this. This right here is The Impression That I Get by the Mighty Mighty Bosstones, from Boston, which is why they're called the Bosstones. Enjoy.
Never had to knock on wood, but I know someone who has, which makes me wonder if I could, it makes me wonder if I never had.
All right, everyone. That right there was Sexy Dancer by Prince, and the one before that was Pressed by Always, Always, Always. I never pronounce the name right, but it is it's up to interpretation, I suppose. I got a list of shout-outs here. I got some avid listeners out there who are craving a shout-out. First of all, shout-out to my grandmother and my grandfather over in the not-so-far-by Somerville. Not-so-far-by meaning nearby. It's a double negative. Anyways, they've been tuning in to nearly every single show, and for that, I thank them. And for some reason, Prince always reminds me of my grandmother and my grandfather. So if they're listening this time, which I hope that they are, shout out to them. In addition to that, I got a whole list of shout outs from a my dorm hall, my dormitory last year, West Hall gang, rise up. First one goes out to Katie and Pascal, who right now are studying for an exam, and that's kind of lame. They're going to be studying for, I don't know. Just stay on the grind, you guys. Thank you for tuning in. It is it's a lovely show that we've had. Thank you for tuning in. Furthermore, I want to give a shout out to Rohan. Rohan, you are a you're my Twizzy. You're my slime. Thank you for tuning in today, because I don't know if you have before, but thank you for tuning in. I appreciate it. Shout out Rohan. On top of that, shout out Noah and Chris, roommates last year, roommates this year, and some great friends, I must say, if you guys are tuned in. Thank you guys so much for listening. On top of that, Eva, shout out, the only person who remains with me in Lewis Hall, right down the hall from me, actually, which is pretty sick. So shout out to Eva, and shout out to Annika. I hope that you're doing well. Hope that you're tuned in. Hope that track is treating you well, much better than me. And finally, shout out to Beto and shout out to Jaden, my other two roommates from last year. Beto is living in Hillsides. I see him sometimes. He's a great kid. He is working on bikes constantly, and I'm actually living with him next year too. So shout out for picking me up and putting me in Sogo. And Jaden, living his best life in Spain right now. Don't know if he's tuned in because he could be sleeping or he could be doing something else, whatever fun activities in Spain. But yeah, a wild, wild man he is. So that concludes my list of shout-outs. Hope that you all who are listening and got a shout-out, hope that you liked it. Miss you guys, but I'll be seeing you soon tonight. Besides that, I want to play a little bit of some more Masayoshi Takanaka. It is our last Masayoshi Takanaka song, rounding it out for the night. It is Saudade by Masayoshi Takanaka. What do you know? This is a fun little song. Hope you all enjoy. It's got a Caribbean flair. I hope you enjoy the one after that. Enjoy, folks. We'll be right back. hold the music for a minute. I have never looked up what saudade means after that song. So I just wanted to give a quick definition for it because it is beautiful. A feeling of longing, melancholy, or nostalgia that is supposedly characteristic of the Portuguese or Brazilian temperament. Another definition is a pleasure you suffer, an ailment you enjoy. That right there is gorgeous. I have never heard of that word in my entire life, but you bet that I am using that in my next whatever essay I write, because that is awesome. Love learning new words. Anyways, back to the tunes. Sorry to disrupt. The next one is Love is Thicker Than Water by Mr. Andy Gibb, the younger brother of the Bee Gees. So, hope that you enjoy.
And I should leave this paradise, but I can't leave her. Well, I need her more than she needs you. That's what I'm living for. She'll leave me crying in the end, wandering through the afterglow. But I can't leave her while I need her more than she needs you. That's what I'm praying for.
Thicker than water. You are this dreamer's only dream. 29th Street Convent. Everything's upbeat, parties, ball in the park, nothing but girls at the dark. We chill, nobody gets ill in the place. We call the hill, but if you try them, that's when they will get wild. But they don't fight, they kill at the Wild Wild West. 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 I remember parties out in the park with the girlies, rubbing up in the dark. I was smooth till someone pulled the gun. It was over. They spoiled my fun. I was flying just like a track star dying. Nah, I ran through the backyard trying to get in my building, saying, why in the heck won't somebody kill them? One day, the fellas got together. They vowed that no one would ever come in our block and terrorize us. The gangs that used to do it, now they idolize the guns. We don't like to use them unless our enemies choose them. We prefer to fight you all like a man and beat you down with our hands and body slam you at the Wild Wild West. The Wild Wild West. The Wild Wild West. The Wild Wild West. We don't start trouble, but boy, do we end it. Our time, we like to spend it snapping. Boy, do we heat up, but we'll take time out to beat up a sucker if he wants static. Accommodate you. Thanks to us, a lot of brothers hate to come back to this very day, cause losing's one thing we don't play. If you're ever in a fight and you're beating one of us, break out before you get bum rushed at the Wild Wild West. 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 The Wild Wild West.
My god. All right, that right there was Kool Moe Dee with the Wild Wild West, and the one before that was Andy Gibb with Love Is Thicker Than Water. Every time I hear that song, I lose it, because at the end of the song, he's literally just naming his friends while he's also talking about, like, gang conflict. So if a RICO charge were to be set out for Kool Moe Dee in the 1980s, his whole entire gang would have been locked up like that. Oh my god, I that song, it's something, man. And just like, I can't take it seriously. Apparently he was a bodyguard for like a couple of nightclubs, so like he's a big tough guy, that like whatever, but oh my god, it's just the most corny beat, the most corny bars, and they don't use guns, so they fight with their hands. And you know what, respect, because that's for chumps. Oh, shout out my mom again, because she put me onto that in high school. We whenever she drove me to school, she played that. Oh my god. What a song. Okay. We got another good one up for you up next. I want to preface it. The way that I found out about this band was not through the radio. It was not through my parents. I was watching Ridiculousness, and Rob Dyrdek went to the studio to record the intro for Ridiculousness with this band, actually. And they gave him one of their funny hats that you'll hear in one sec. I just want to clue you in. It's Devo. It is Whip It, folks. Please enjoy this one. This is a good one.
Problem comes along, you must whip it. so sweet with the sun sinking low. The moon so bright, like to light up the night. Think everything alright. Baby's hungry and a
All right, folks, don't want to talk over to Mr. Bill Withers, but I think that it's necessary because we're wrapping up the show. We're nearly there. Just wanted to give a quick shout out to the gentleman in Studio A working hard to resolve the issues in there. I'm in Studio C right now, so big shout out to them working in that dark, dank, uncomfortable studio. So shout out. We got one more song, and I think that it exemplifies a perfect summer day. I'm getting a bit hungry too, so it fits pretty well right now. This right here. It's Cheeseburger in Paradise by Mr. Jimmy Buffett, folks. Enjoy this one. It's a good one. Have a great night. Carnivorous habits. Made an early 7.